And welcome to POW Podcast UK, but with just me, with just Jenny. Hello, everyone. Have you missed us? We've missed you. It's been a really busy time for both me and for Mark, but we've come to the stage now where Mark is significantly busier than I am, seeing I'm taking a couple months off my work to concentrate on other things. And one of those things is writing. So as it's timed so wonderfully, I'm taking full advantage of it being November, and I'm heading straight into NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month. If you follow the podcast before, you know we've tried to follow it on our own terms. We've done things, we've done 5,000 words in a month, but this is, I'm going for a full brand new novel, 50,000 words in the month of November. So I'm going to kind of chronicle it. I'm going to do a little podcast diary for everyone, not very long, just keeping you updated on what I'm up to and how it's going. I will have a look at the more procrastination aspects as we go along. I think this week it's mainly just been about me rattling on about how good the NaNoWriMo website is and my word count, but hopefully I'll get past those bits. But yeah, it's been really interesting just to think about it every day and recap on how I'm feeling about different aspects of writing it. And I hope you really enjoy it. If anyone else is writing this month, it'd be lovely to hear from you. You can find me on NaNoWriMo if you're already logged into the website and you've already got a profile on there. I'm Jenny Pow, which is all in capitals. So yeah, please be my friend. It'd be lovely to get a bit of support as we all go through this together. And any tips, any hints, any fun things, then let me know. Okay, ready for day one? So it's day one of my NaNoWriMo writing challenge. I've managed to sneak up to do a couple of words because I didn't think I was going to do any today because I forgot all about it. It's Friday and that's just the way it is, isn't it? But I've forced myself. I found half an hour. I've run upstairs, done 945 words. I'm so proud of myself. Logged into the NaNoWriMo website, but apparently I keep going like this, I'll finish in December the 23rd, so that's something to look forward to. I'll try and do a bit more, and I'll keep you updated. It's day four. It's nice and exciting, isn't it? I have done really well today, actually. I didn't do anything day two and day three because I was away for the weekend, and I was beginning to panic today because I thought I wouldn't get it done in time, wouldn't get any words down, but I've actually managed to do... where is it? There it is. 3,119 words today. That's quite impressive, isn't it? I think so. The NaNoWriMo website, nanowrimo.org, is actually really good for tracking this sort of thing. You can do your word count for each session. It tells you how fast you're writing, the rate you'll be finished. This rate will be done by December the 19th, which is maybe not that reassuring. But, I'm not quite in the path to success. I should have been at 6,668 words, and I'm only at 4,064. So screw you, NaNoWriMo. You're not very helpful. But I've just started. I feel really positive about it. My plot, I think, is going okay. I sat down and I did some plot points, some beats, really, following on from when I spoke to Chris Billingham about it, actually. He said about beats and stuff, and I've taken that to heart. And I've also thought about how me and Mark have written together and how easier it is to skip across the plot to different points when you're feeling a bit stuck. So I've done that to try and get the bare bones and what I'm excited about out first. And then I think I can go back and fill in the detail and pad things out and describe characters and things. At the moment, I'm just concentrating on the plot lines. I always think it's a bit... indulgent, and I'm always worried about what people think about what I write, and I don't know, I'm kind of hoping for a big epic, and it always ends up being quite funny and quite domestic, so I'm just hoping it works out, really. I hope I have something to show for it. I have something people can download and read, and I can show Mark and he'll be oh so proud. I can only hope. Anyway, so that's day four done. I'll be back hopefully tomorrow and give you another update. It's day six. I didn't record yesterday, but I did do some writing, and actually it's been going really well. I have done nearly 7,000 words so far. I've done 6,787 words on a NaNoWriMo batch. It's like 6,797 words. I don't know how that's happened. So yeah, it's been really good. I did 3,000 on the fourth day, and then yesterday I did 600, and then today I've done 2,000 words. I'm so proud. It's been really easy because I haven't been working. So it's been quite nice to come upstairs when Hector's at school and rattle off a few thousand words. So hopefully I can keep doing that. I've got more things to do now, and it's going to be just fitting it in, because actually, even if you did NaNoWriMo properly right from the start, it's still a lot to ask someone to write 2,000-ish words a day. It's not easy. I think that's why it's a challenge, really. Otherwise, it would just be, yeah, sit back. Oh, just take your time. It'd be great. It's not a challenge, Jen. If you'd have to do it in a set amount of time, you know, it's not going to be an easy ride. That's our point. That's a challenge. It's like doing a marathon sitting down, isn't it, on a sofa being dragged. It's not a challenge. I'm so happy I've written lots of words. I'm just blathering on now. I'm really happy about my plot. I've reached a point now where I could have carried on writing, because my main character's met, it's kind of a little meet cute moment. So she's met the guy that is going to be the love interest, but I don't want to be a big part of the story, because the main part of the story is not that love thing. It's her getting over the challenges she's had. So although I want this bubbling in to be a bit of interest, because everyone likes a bit of a love interest, a little attractive man, a bit of a, well, not maybe not just an attractive man, just an attractive person. So I want that bubbling under, but I don't want to be the main bit. But it's quite exciting because it's naturally he's popped up in the story, and I feel a lot more like I'm not forcing it. It's just coming quite naturally. And I've gotten bits I wanted to get in, and there's layers I wanted to get in without actually having to think about it. So the dog's just barked because the postman's here. So yeah, I'm feeling really good. It's it's day six now. I'm still behind on my count. I'm about... NaNoWriMo myself should be 10,000 words by now, and I'm not. I'm nearly 7,000, which isn't great. And I'll be finished by December the 14th. So, yay, it's not Christmas anymore. It's a bit better. Anyway, I'll be back in a few days. I'm going to try and do this weekly, so I'm going to wrap it up hopefully on Friday, let you know how I'm getting on, and then put this out so you can hear it. Bye! Day eight. I'm going to do a little wrap-up thing now, because it's the end of my first week, and I think I'm doing really well. I've done 10,000 words. Oh, I'm a fifth of the way through. It's amazing. Although I'm a bit worried now, because I think I've pretty much done the plot, so what am I going to do for the next 40,000 words? I'm going to have to do a lot of description, I think. Not that anything's sorted, but it's further on in the plot that I would thought it would have been at... What is it? No. What did I say it was? 20% of the way through? Go back and check. And yeah, I'm just, again, useless at maths. This is my real failing. But yeah, if you do 50,000 words and you've done 10,000 words, you are 20th of the way through, right? It's 5,000 words to 10th, 10,000 words to 20th. See, I can do maths. Maths is fine. It says on my, I'm loving the NaNoWriMo little website there. I've said it before, but I should be on 13,336, but I'm not. But I don't think it's that bad. If I carry on the way I'm going, it says I could be done by December the 10th, which is much better than Christmas Eve, which is what I was facing just a few days ago. So yeah, I picked up quite a bit. I'm a bit worried now that I'm writing it too fast. And like, should I put more stuff in, or should I just get out of the way and then finish the plot and then I can go back and add stuff in later? I'm not really sure, but I think if I just carry on as I'm going, I really like the way things are just falling into place and little strands are coming together without me having to work too hard about it. But then I'm worried that it's too obvious and it's not subtle enough and it's not structured enough. Because what I think is things coming into place naturally is just, you know, really simple stuff. So I've got these two sides of my head going, yeah, it's going great. And then, is it going great because it's crap? And that's quite negative, isn't it? I should be really proud. I'm very proud. It's good. So that's me done for this week. I think I'm going to go and relax this weekend. I will be doing some writing and I will check in. But I'm also going to see Dave Gorman, which is pretty excellent, isn't it? and maybe I'll get some inspiration. I don't know how, maybe about PowerPoints or something. Hello everyone, it's day 10 and I'm just wondering, is it procrastination when you decide to do your podcast instead of doing your writing because you've only done 300 words and you can't really be bothered? It probably is, isn't it? I'm doing okay. It's Sunday now, so it's the weekend. I've had quite a lot of time. I got quite a lot of words done yesterday, like 2,000 or something ridiculous. So I'm sort of on track. I think the problem with NaNoWriMo is if you go off track for like a day, you're off track big time. So I've come upstairs to do a bit, but what I have done is 300 words. Went on Facebook, went on Instagram, decided to start the washing, and then do this. So not great. I suppose I will try to do what I did on Friday when I wasn't feeling very motivated, which is do the Pomodoro thing, set my 25-minute timer and just go for it, and then just get some words down, really. But then I'm wondering, am I just, you know, if you get words down for the sake of it, are they going to be good words? But at this point, I think I just need to keep doing it, and then at the end, you sort it out, don't you? I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. I think there's a lot of filler, or the plot's going too quickly, or a mixture of the two, which doesn't really make sense. But I've told a few people about it, I'll say it properly, and they seem really interested. So hopefully it's going okay, and I'll come back again the next time I need to procrastinate a bit more, you know, interestingly than just looking at websites. Literally just had the thought then I could just go and check the news. That's not good, is it? Coming here to get motivated. I'm like, actually, I could do some more stuff which puts off writing some words down. Maybe I'll go make a cup of tea before I start. Anyway, I'll set 25 minutes and see how I go. Bye. Hello, everyone. This is day 12. I was just listening back to my last thing. I think I did very well. I can't remember. Oh, I did do very well. 1,800 words? That's not bad, is it? That was on Sunday? Yeah, it was on Sunday. That's pretty good. That's not bad, is it? It's day 12 today. I felt a bit weird starting today because I saw my hypnotherapist yesterday and we talked about how I've been doing and, you know, whether I needed help with anything. And then so I was doing NaNoWriMo and explained about what it involved. And then she's like, well, do you want me to give you like a little bit of boost, a bit of positivity so you can envisage yourself getting it done? So I did, and she's done that. And then I've come out going, well, is that cheating? Is that help? I don't know. Because we kind of talked about like, think about me holding the finished book or like the finished laptop or the finished manuscript and like getting that feeling at the end of it when I've completed it. And I know that's like just like a visual thing and it's, you know, a fairly usual kind of motivational technique. But if you do it with a professional, are you cheating? Is it like taking drugs? I don't know. It was weird. So today I've come down and I've been ready. Have I been ready to go? I had some stuff to do this morning. I spoke to Nick, my husband, about it, and he was like, well, you could just set yourself a target. And he was texting me, he's going, I'll do 6,000 words. And I was like, well, maybe not. I mean, I'm not a miracle worker. So we kind of settled on 5,000 words. And I kind of had about 4 solid hours, give or take, lunch and things to crack on with it. I was lucky enough to go and have a little walk today and I kind of got some plot points in my head and then scribbled them down, so I felt a bit more comfortable with that, and that really helped because I was kind of at like a blank point and I was beginning to feel a bit lost in terms of where I was going. So just doing that, even to fill out the next couple of thousand words, was really helpful. And happy to say I've done 4,843 words, and I'm itching to do the last 150. Can't do maths. But I need to go and get Hector, and I need to do this. So I was like, oh. So I might come back and finish off, so I can say I've done 5,000 words today. But isn't that amazing? 5,000 words. And if I do 5,000 words today, I am so close to the path to success, the NaNoWriMo path to success. So I should be on 20,000 words on the 12th of November, and I'm on 19,000 words. So not far off. I mean, it's amazing, isn't it? Oh my God, the hypnotherapy worked. Oh, that's weird, isn't it? Oh, kind of chilling, but also not chilling. Also, Jen, you're probably just making it up. Don't know. But yeah, it's definitely worked, isn't it? But I mean, tomorrow I'm going to go out shopping all day, so nothing's going to be done. So I'll be back to being behind tomorrow. So I think that's just the NaNoWriMo way. Yeah, but my first podcast came out on my own yesterday, which is really nice and quite exciting. And if you're listening to this, you probably listen to that as well. And hopefully I'm not just talking to myself. But yeah, any support gratefully received at this point. And I'll probably speak to you all tomorrow. I will speak at you all tomorrow. Bye. God, everything's going off. There's beeps. It's day 13. I haven't done so well today. Yesterday, even when I stopped talking to you, I was like, oh, well, I promised Nick I'd do 6,000. So I'll end up doing 6,000 odd words, which is ridiculous and incredible. And I was ahead of target and, you know, amazing. But like I said, as soon as you take your foot off, so I've only done, maybe 800, 600 words today. I did check. Hang on. Yeah, 821 words today, which isn't awful, but I'm still kind of behind. And none of me misses. I need to do 821 words, so like double it. But I went out and I did walk in and I came back late. And as I'm writing, I'm thinking, oh God, I need to do the kitchen and I need to walk the dog and I need to go get Hector. So maybe I'm out tomorrow. You know, as he's saying, I've got stuff to do. I don't know how people can't do this and have a job. So there's just no way it would get done. Unless you just cancelled all your social life for a month and just sat there. Is that fun? I don't know. Anyway, it was great yesterday. It's not so great today. I'm just feeling, I think, because I spent time working out what I was going to write yesterday actually as well. And today I've just sat down and gone, right, I'll just do some words. Not really planning out what bit I was going to write. So maybe I was stuck in a bit of a hole. So I will try again, maybe not tomorrow, maybe Friday. I'll have a lot to catch up on, but I'll let you know then. Bye. So, hey everyone, it's day 15. It's halfway through NaNoWriMo. Yay! I would love to say that I've done 25,000 words. I haven't, but not too bad. 23,000 words. No, 23,509 words. So actually, not that bad. I didn't do anything yesterday. I have had about an hour and a half today and got quite a bit done. What I have realised is I was right earlier this week. If I do think about what I'm going to write before I sit down and write it, I'm a lot more productive than if I come in cold. So I need to remember that and I need to just have a little think before I start. But, my book, it's getting to a very exciting stage. It's the... I don't know what to do really, because it's kind of the climax, but we're only halfway through the word count. So what I might do is like naturally make it come to an end and then go in and add subplots and move things up and bump things up a bit. Because I think, you get excited about the story. I'm getting my story done. This is the drama bit. I think, you know, when we did the curves and stuff of the plot lines and the most common plots, this is the big mountain. And then it all goes downhill from here, I guess. Yeah, I think so. Just talk to myself, really. But yeah, I mean, I had a good word count today. It's not been too bad. I'm quite positive after. It's been a proper week of highs and lows, very much like the hero's journey. This NaNoWriMo podcast is just one big story of me fighting against word counts. Some days good, some days bad. And just trying to get to the end of it, really. But no, pretty enjoyable. What I do have to do is write down a summary of what it's about, because people keep asking me and I feel really embarrassed to tell them, because I do think I am a little bit embarrassed about what I'm writing about. I don't want to be. I think I should get over that one. But if I had like a ready couple of sentences to go, well, actually it's about this elf who's invented a new kind of mayonnaise and he's taken over the world and he wants to claim Sainsbury's as his own and raise his little mayonnaise children in there, then that would be something that they would look at me for a second and then walk away
back away quite quickly, and it's not about a mayonnaise pixie. Although now my next book is definitely going to be about a mayonnaise pixie, because that sounds amazing. But you know what I mean? Just like a little summary that I can say, oh my God, you're writing a book. That's so amazing. Oh, what's it about? And instead of me going, I don't want to talk about it because I think it's shit. I'm going to go, oh, it's about a mayonnaise pixie called Clive, who really, really likes white sauces. That's the end. Oh, God. Anyway. Oh, my God. So, that's it for me this week. Good morning. It's day 18 and I haven't done anything all weekend. It's Monday now. I went out on Friday night and got quite drunk and then had a 2-day hangover. So I've been feeling rubbish and I still feel rubbish now, which I don't like because it's horrible. I'm going to have a look today and try and do some words. I have checked my NaNoWriMo and I am only like 5,000 behind. That's fine, right? I just want to watch Crown and stay in bed. It's not good this week. Oh, it'll be fine, right? Yeah. So that's what I'm going to be up to today. I will come back on, but I just wanted to acknowledge the fact that I feel so awful and then we can compare it with later when I come back on and say just how great I feel after doing 4,000, maybe 5,000 words. Oh, they're all going to rattle off. Yay. I'm going to do the thing where I'm going to think about what I write before I start to write it. And hopefully that'll help. Maybe a lot of water. Bye. It's the day 18 update for you. I've written 2,000 words using the Pomodoro technique, of course, one of our favourites. So I've done that twice and done about 900 words-ish each time, which is really cool. I read what I was going to say beforehand. I've realised where there's some gaps in my plots. So I've got to go back and do that, which is good because I've only done about 25,000 words and I'm coming to like the end. So I think at 30,000 words, I'll be done. So I'll have to go back and put in some stuff. But I've missed out a really big chunk actually, because I think what I've written now is the most dramatic bit. So this is like the high point of the plot. So I need to go in beforehand and add a few bits that I hadn't got to before I got to this bit, because it kind of naturally came here. Maybe I did jump just by saying myself something, find myself something to write about. But yeah, pretty good otherwise, isn't it? Managed to force myself to do it. I'm going to reward myself with a cup of tea and I'm going to watch The Crown, because that's what I can do. Bye. Hello everyone, it's day 19 and I sat somewhere else to write today. Normally I've been in the office, but now I moved downstairs. Mainly because my laptop was downstairs anyway this morning, and also because Nick was home, so we got to sit together opposite side of the table. He was doing some worky work, I was doing some worky work, there was lots of tappy tapping. It was very nice. I think I needed that today actually, because I wasn't really feeling in the mood to do it, to be honest. I had a haircut halfway through the day. I'm splishing my hair now, you can't see it, but it's very nice. So I was kind of like, I'm gonna go out again and come back. But I had to go back actually because I realised I've kind of finished the book, but I haven't finished the book because I want it to be more of a dramatic ending than what it is at the moment. But the story's kind of coming to an end, but I didn't want to write the end yet. So I've gone back and I'm adding in some bits, which is quite nice. So I did about 2,000 odd words today. I will look at my thing, 2,137 words, which means I'm up to 28,701 words, which is quite nice, I think. It's okay. Still a bit behind by NaNoWriMo standards, but I mean, it says at this rate, I'll be done by December the 3rd, which is nice. I won't be, I don't know. I know the next 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday, I haven't got time to write. So maybe I'll just do a big load on Friday, but then when will the house get tidied? Maybe it won't. We'll see. I haven't written any more about mayonnaise pixies, but that's definitely, I did actually talk about pixies today, but only because my hairdresser asked about what the book was about. And then once again, I just clammed up and I feel bad that I'm embarrassed about what the book's about. But can I not communicate it clearly? I should be proud. I could be prouder of it.
So I think that's a good thing for me to work on, because I would actually like people to read it. And you've got people need to like be fairly confident that you like it to read it. So I will go away and work on that. Anyway, see you tomorrow.
Hello, everyone. It's day 22. I haven't written for 2 days and I'm really feeling it today. I can't be bothered. I don't like anything that I've written. I think the story's rubbish. I think everything's rubbish. Oh, God, just a rubbishy day and I can't be bothered and everything crap. Great. I've done quite a few words today. I've struggled through and I've done nearly 2,000 words, and I should really carry on and do a bit more because I'm so behind. I've done 30,000 words now, which, yay, is great. But I've got 20,000 words to do in a week. And I haven't done that. The only good thing is I haven't got a lot going on in the next week. So hopefully, Nick's pointed out to me, it's like 3,000 words a day, which I can do. But at the moment, I'm running out of puff. And when I do have the puff, I'm looking what I'm written and going, oh, is it worthwhile? Is it any good? I'm worried about people what think of it, which I know is terrible and it's not very good. I think this is just a down day. I might just go and eat some chocolate and just chill out. I don't know. But I did promise Nick I'd clean the bathroom window. And so I've definitely got to do that. I don't know. I think time just goes by so quick and you're like, oh, I've not done that. Oh, I just sat at the desk. I should be doing more. Oh, so much thinking and questioning today. It's that sort of day. Ugh. Anyway, that's how I am today. Pretty low. But hopefully, right, this will click straight onto tomorrow and I'll be like so pumped. And I'll be like, oh, I've done 6,000 words. Everything's great. Hopefully that will happen instead. And if not, I will liven up because Mark sent me some questions to try and do. So I'll do that. Hello everyone, I'm taking a few minutes off of my meltdown to have a few words from Mark. Mark says hello everyone, he misses you so much. And what he's done, he's sent me a link to a website called Conversation Starters World with 200 icebreaker questions. And he's challenged me to pick five and answer them from the point of view of my protagonist. So I haven't really mentioned who my protagonist is, so is that I won't, and I'll see what the first question's like, and then if I need to go back and tell you a bit about it, I will. But there's 200 icebreaker questions. I've written down some numbers already, just randomly in my head, and the first one's 21. Let's have a, oh no, they're not numbered. Oh, this is where you should prepare. Hang on, 1, 2. I'm just gonna go through and scan and then just pick one. Here we go. Ooh, what's the biggest mistake you've made at work? That's interesting, because the whole point of my book is that she had an affair with her boss and it all came out, and then there was a big incident at work with his wife, and that's why she runs away, and she runs away to go and live with her sister, and she runs away from all of her problems, and that's why we start the book. Oh, and then you find out a bit more about what happened later on. So, oh, that's a good one. Oh, thanks, Mark. Okay, let's go again. What public spaces do you feel most comfortable in? Library, bar, park, mall, stadium, etc. Oh, well, she's going through a hard time, so I don't think she's comfortable in most public spaces. Basically, she just wants to hide in bed. So I think the public space she'd feel most comfortable in is a bed showroom. She probably loves going to Benson's Beds and pretending to look at beds, but really just lying down on the beds and trying to forget her mistakes. Oh, lovely. Let's go again. Oh, what apps do you use most? Oh, I think she does a lot of texting. She does a lot of messaging. I think she's on the WhatsApp quite a bit. I think more than anything, she doesn't really go on social media because she's trying to run away from everything, but she's in close contact with her sister and stuff. So I think probably WhatsApp. Should I choose another one that she'd probably be on? Oh, I think she plays Candy Crush. Maybe she does. Maybe she give her like a secret Candy Crush alter ego. Oh, I bet she plays Words with Friends, but she hasn't got many friends. She plays it against the computer. That's what she does. Cool. Okay. Is that three or four? I'll do two more. I can't remember. And random again. Oh God, I keep looking at all of them and then trying to decide. So I'll do this and I'll just like point my finger. Oh no, I've done that one. Oh, where have you traveled to? It's a stupid one, isn't it? Ah, she's been around. She's done most stuff. She probably did a year out traveling. That's a good point, Jen. I'll write that down. Year out traveling. So she's done like all the proper places. Loads of time. I bet she went to India a lot and went to Goa and ate loads of curries and got a really bad bum. Like loads of times. But it was the spiritual experience, man. Yeah, I think she probably did that. I think she probably went to Australia. And maybe she went to New Zealand because I'd like to go to New Zealand. So she can go in my place and I can pretend that I've been there. It sounds very lovely, doesn't it? But I don't think we'll ever get to go. And the last one is... boop. Sound effects. Ah, screen's gone blank. Spinning wheel of death. Oh my God, am I still recording? Oh my God, it's fine. Oh, no, the website's given up. Nothing there, hang on. Oh, okay. What period would be the best to be born in? Oh, what would she say to that? I think she's quite a pragmatic, practical person. So I think she would say that the period that she's born into now is the best because of... convenience, people not dying of the plague, more equality at work for women. She's not settled down yet. She doesn't feel the real need to. So it doesn't affect her. So I think being born in any other period of life would have seriously hampered her ambitions and her chances of success and sleeping around. So I think, yeah, I think she'd be happy with now. Oh, and that's the end of our questions. That was so much fun. And I feel like I really know the character a bit more now. So thank you, Mark. That was so helpful. Oh. Hello, everyone, and welcome to my last week on my NaNoWriMo journey. It's Monday. It's day 25. I have not done anything over the weekend just because I hadn't had time. I mean, I sat down and did like 200 words on Saturday, but then it went wrong. I kind of think that thinking about it now, I obviously went through the cycle of when you're starting to create something. And I've had it in place before and other things where you start really happy, you get happier, you're really happy with what you've done, and then you just kind of crash and everything's rubbish and really shit and you can't stand it. So I think that's where I was last week. It's picked up a little bit. I'm still not sure, but I've just done a really good day's writing. Basically, I looked at it and I've obviously got 6 days left to write. I mean, I don't know if I've counted Saturday in that because I probably won't have time Saturday. So I say 6 days to write. Working out with the word count I've got left, it'll be 3,800 words a day, which is quite tough to do. I'm lucky that I've got quite a free week and I'm lucky that I can spend like 4 hours writing every day. So I think I could probably get it done. I've done 3,974 words a day, which is amazing. But I have just finished the book and I'm only on 35,000 words. Excuse me. So I think I've got a little subplot bit in there and a little epilogue. So I think what I'll do is I'm going to write an epilogue so that my list ends and show everyone so happy at the end because I love that. Oh, don't you love it when you're like, oh, a few months later and they're all really happy and maybe one of them's pregnant and they're having maybe a lovely party. Oh, they're going to have a lovely party. I've decided, oh, a lovely summery party. Oh, the end of summer. In the park and having a lovely time and everyone's really happy. Yes, that's what I'm doing. I also had a thought over the weekend and decided to change a major element of it to something I feel a bit more comfortable with because I think that's what I'm struggling with. So I'm going to do that. So what I think I'll do is I'll write my beautiful sunny park epilogue and then I'm going to print it out, which is going to be... God, can I print out 66 pages? Oh, I really want to read it on paper. I'm going to find a way to print it out and then I'm going to read through it and add bits in and see if I think of a good subplot. I have ideas poking up every so often and there's a couple of like little stories and characters, but what I want to just flesh people out. I want to give people a proper description. I want to describe where they are more. I think all those things I've left because I've been concentrating on the actual action and I need to just make it more of a whole thing. I think I was gonna send a few pages to Mandy to read, so I might do that, but I'm still a little bit like, I still haven't done a summary. I need to do that. Maybe reading it will help. Anyway, though, that's my brain dump on you. Sorry about to hear all that. It's better than me going, it's rubbish, isn't it? I could talk about Pixies again or something like that. But yeah, not too bad, I think. Day 25, still scared. Pretty sure I'm not going to make it, but I'll have a good go. See you tomorrow. Hello, everyone. It's day 26. I've finished my story, although I've only done, I think it was like 37,000 words when I finished it, or a bit less than that. So I kind of finished it yesterday. And then I have gone back on it today and I've done an epilogue and I've started to go through from the very first chapters to tie them up and add some bits in because I desperately need a subplot because I'm about, 14,000 words short, which I think hopefully will work if I do it like that way. It's nice to read through it. Actually, I felt not like it was completely embarrassing and I hated it. At some points made myself laugh a little bit. So it's better than nothing, isn't it? So I'm trying to do 3,800 words a day. I've just done 3,150 throughout today. I'm going to probably stop there because it takes a bit of brain power to go through and edit and look through, and I can't just rattle it off anymore. But I've done a lovely epilogue. It's very nice. Very warm and cozy. I think I said that last time. So it's been very, very, very productive day. And it's rained all day, which has been useful because you don't want to go outside and do stuff when it's raining. So that's it. I'm going to speak to you tomorrow. I've only got how many days left? 4 days left. And I don't think I'm going to get much done on Saturday. Let's say I've got 3 days left. Oh, I'm not going to do it, am I? Look at that. I've got 11,500 words to do in 3 days. What's that? I'm going to look at my calculator. I can't do maths like normal people. Oh, no, that's not bad. Really? That says that's 3,800 words like I've said I've done before. Have I done my maths wrong to start with, or did I always know that wasn't going to do Saturday? I don't know, but actually, I could do this, guys. That's exciting. Anyway, I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye. It's day 27. I've just done 3,654 words. I have done altogether 42,157 words. I've hit my 4,000 barrier, over 80% of the way there, only 3 days left, and just under 8,000 words to do. Yeah, it'll be fine, won't it be fine? I wonder how many I've got left to do if I do it day by day. Today's been pretty good. Because I kind of finished my story, I've been infilling bits, which hasn't been that hard. And then I came up with a good idea of flashbacks and dreams. I've got 7,843 words to do. So that's how many words a day? What? Saying that 2,600. Is that? Wow, my maths is so crap. I'm so surprised by just sums. I made Nick stop to the shop day, and I made him look at the receipt for ages because I couldn't believe that the amount it came to was true. Even though obviously it's a till, it's not going to mess me over. It's a till in boots. It's going to tell me the truth. But I meant to look at it for ages because I couldn't work out that all of the numbers, all of the right numbers, added up to the right amount. Because that's how bad I am at maths. Where was I? So yes. I decided, if I look at flashbacks and dreams, there's little bits I'm adding in to beef up the story. I did start going through it. I've gone through quite a lot doing markups and things, but that's going to take me too long. And now I'm changing bits as I go along. There's bits that will need to change. I'm still not happy with the main character's job. Oh, I kind of want to pick marketing for it just because I know it really easily and it'd be so easy to do. But then I'm like, oh, but then people think that she's me because she really isn't. And I don't want people to think, well, it's an easy thing, which kind of is, especially for a book you're trying to write so quickly. But also, I don't know. So I'm going to have to think about that and I'll have to just change that go along. So now I've added a bit more subplot about her sister and her relationship with her husband. Added a few more tweaks, added a bit of a sexy scene, which is a lot of fun to write. I think I'm going to try and get another sex scene. Otherwise, I think it's going to look a bit out of place. But I don't know who she's going to have. Oh, I suppose, yeah, I know who she can have sex with. It's so nice living people's lives like this. Oh, we have sex with that person. It'd be really dirty. It'd be great. I saw my nan today and she asked if it was a love story and I felt bad saying, no, not really. And then I was like, should I make a love story? But then if I put a bit of dirty stuff in for it, she'll love that when she gets to read it. Because I think I will definitely get to read it. Because, I mean, this is the closest thing I've ever gotten to having a finished piece. I mean, technically it's finished anyway. If I stopped and read through it and made the changes, it would be full as it was, just a little bit short. So I'm going to push on. 50,000 words. I really want to get the badge and I want to say that I did it. So I'm going to keep doing it because it's, I mean, 2,600 words a day. I mean, that does count Saturdays, and Saturdays a bit of a mess, but I mean, it is definitely doable as long as I don't think about having any other life between now and then. I've got loads of stuff on, which is always great. Anyway, bye. Hello everyone, it's day 29. I don't think I recorded yesterday. I think everything was quite busy. Although I did have a lot of time actually, because Hector was at a school trip till 4, so I had a lot more time and I felt a bit better. But I did crack on then, and I've cracked on today, and I'm happy to say I've done 48,500 words. Got 1.5 to do tomorrow. I think I'm gonna do it. The only problem I've got is I don't know what else to write. I've finished my story. So now I'm putting in little flashbacks, which I quite like. They add a bit of depth. They might move in the structure of the book when I read it through and have a look properly. But I haven't got a lot of time to do that at the moment, so I'm just putting through. So I've got, like, what am I going to do in 1,500 words on? I don't know. Oh, I don't know what to write a bit. I've pretty much done all I can do. Maybe I'll describe a sunrise or a sunset or something. I don't know. I've got to find some ways to add some bits in. But that might be tomorrow's job, because actually I'm starving. And I think I've got to reward myself I'm going to reward myself with some fried croutons in my soup. Because that is, isn't that just like the comfort food your mum gave you when you were little and then you were sick? And my mum used to fry croutons in oil and oh my God, it's delicious. So that's the disgusting fattening thing I'm going to do in a minute and I can't wait. Yeah. Oh my God, guys, I think I might do this. Absolutely incredible. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye. Hello, everyone. It's not day 30. I know that's what you're expecting, but it's actually the 2nd of December. It's taken me a little while. I actually did finish on the November the 30th. I wrote 50,000 words. Yeah, my God, I did it. I didn't record anything that time because I got through like the whole of Saturday and then sat down about 8:30 and went, oh, I've got to write 1,500 words. So Nick was really good and he really encouraged me to go up and actually do it. And so I went up just for 9 and finished at 9:30. But obviously Hector was in the room next to me, so I couldn't start talking because he'd come in and be annoying. So I did it. I've written a whole novel in 30 days. It's amazing. It was lovely. And I'm really pleased with myself. Very proud. I'm going to take a week off and then I'm going to have a read through, do some editing, put it all together and see what happens then. The problem with it being like a full length thing is that you can't really say people can have a quick look at this because it's going to take you, you know, depending on, I mean, my speed, it'll take you a day to read, but not even that maybe. But other people, you know, it's like months. I mean, if I gave it to Nick to look at, it'd take him about 6 months. So we'll see how we go. But thank you so much for joining me on this lovely journey. I've had a lot of fun, and actually recording whenever I write has been really a lovely thing to do, and I really look forward to it. And I felt a lot more of a sense of achievement, I think, if I just done it by myself. Even though I am by myself, I feel like I'm talking to someone, even if it's just the microphone. And, you know, what a lovely thing to have in years to come when I go, oh, I've never achieved anything. Oh, I'll listen to those podcasts because I remember that time that I wrote a book in 30 days. Amazing. So thank you ever so much. We're Twitter and Instagram and all those things at Pal Podcast UK and other places, and palpodcast@gmail.com. But I've said it like 4 times now. So if you didn't know, then I mean, just Google it or listen to something else. another one of our things, not anything else, because that would be daft. But yeah, thank you very much. Bye.